That's multi-million selling artist Alicia Keys singing Karma, and it's an apt song for our next segment because what goes around definitely comes around. Imagine being a control freak record company executive who made Alicia Keys so mad she quit. They tried to turn her into the next Whitney Houston against her wishes. Now, that same company dropped 50 Cent when he was a fledgling artist. And that's what you would call a music industry blunder. And it made it to number 10 on Blender Magazine's list of the 20 biggest record company screw-ups of all time. It includes a record company which has spent about $13 million on a Guns N' Roses record that still isn't out, or the publisher that sold the rights to Bob Dylan's music catalog for not a whole lot of money. Joining us now to pile on is Blender's music editor, Rob Tannenbaum. And full disclosure, a friend of mine. Hi, Rob.
Yeah, good morning.
So first thing first, record companies have made billions of decisions over the years. Finding 20 bad ones shouldn't be so hard. So what were you folks at Blender looking for in a screw-up that would really elevate it to the top 20?
Well, we began to sort of assign IQ points to these decisions. limiting ourselves to 20 screw-ups was pretty difficult. And so at a certain point, we started to think, like, how fired would you get if you did this? How down in history would you go as a moron? and sort of the weird thing about these 20 screw-ups is I think in about 18 of them, the people who did it never even got fired. It sort of seems like screw-ups are commonplace in the music business these days. They're more or less expected. And in fact, in a lot of cases, the people who made these horrible, financially ruinous decisions ended up getting paid $15 million in salary that year.
I'm going to just keep thinking about that Karma song when you tell me things like that. Hey, let's look at number 16 on this list. It involves a band that a lot of people, especially NPR listeners, love. It's Wilco, and it's Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. Let's just listen to a little bit of this track, I Am Trying to Break Your Heart.
Sure.
I am an American aquarium drinker. I assassin down the avenue.
Okay, so that became one of Wilco's best-selling records, but apparently Warner Brothers didn't think it was very good. What did they do?
Well, Wilco was signed to Warner Brothers, and the record company had given them about $300,000 to record this album. And then when the band turned it in, David Kahn, who was the head of A&R, said, you know, this album is going to ruin your career. we cannot release this. And so Wilco said, then give us back the record, which Warner Brothers did. And Wilco went and signed with Nonesuch, which is a division of Warner Brothers. And the record ended up becoming the best-selling album of their career. So Warner Brothers dropped the band and then paid to re-sign the band. If you notice, Allison, in the 20 screw-ups, Warner Brothers shows up about six or seven times. This explains why Warner Brothers stock right now, it's on the verge of becoming a penny stock, really.
Wow. Another favorite on this list of blunders and screw-ups is really kind of timely. A lot of people have become fairly familiar with one big-voiced American Idol contestant. Let's listen to Carly Smithson.
I drove all night. Is that all right?
Now you listen to this girl and you think, God, she sounds like a pro, because she kind of is. She used to be called Carly Hennessy, and somebody paid a lot of money to make her a star, but she's an American Idol, so I guess that didn't work out.
Well, a lot of the stories that we ended up picking, it involved just huge amounts of money being paid with almost no money coming back in, which I think most people know is not a good way to run a business.
No.
So
what happened with Carly?
Well, MCA signed Carly Hennessy, as she was then known, signed her in 2001, spent $2.2 million putting out her record. But that's not the best number in the story. The best number in the story is that In the first 3 months her album was out, it sold 378 copies. Now, I don't know if you can conceive of how few copies 378 is. There are bands that haven't ever left their basement who have sold more copies than that going door-to-door in their neighborhood.
Considering the amount of money, just on 378 is bad anyway, and then the amount of money that MCA dumped into promoting her. That's extraordinary.
Yeah. And I don't think it got better in the next 3 months either. It's not like we're playing around with the numbers, you know, and it suddenly it recouped in months 4, 5, and 6.
Right. All right, so number two is pretty self-explanatory, a guy who decided not to sign the Beatles because he said guitar bands were on their way out. But the number one is the biggest record company screw-up of all time, major label squash Napster.
Yeah. Well, you know, when we were compiling the list, a lot of times we were playing sort of an adult music industry version of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? and the answer was
no.
often no. You know, Stax Records, not smarter than a fifth grader. Thomas Edison, not smarter than a fifth grader. But this was individuals who made really stupid decisions. At number one is the squashing of Napster, which was a collective decision of the lobbying group of the music business, which is the RIAA. If you think about it in retrospect, now that the record business is almost dead and seems on its way down the drain, Napster was an incredible marketing opportunity. You had tens of millions of rabid music consumers who were all gathered in the same place, which is what every brand dreams of finding. And in fact, Napster offered RIAA a settlement. We'll give you $1 billion, let us stay in existence, and you'll still have this huge fan base that's all gathered together. But the RIAA sued Napster out of existence, and then, you know, patted themselves on the back, right? Well, we've put file sharing out of business. In fact, all it did was, you know, it's like the mice who run under the floorboards. Little mini Napsters opened everywhere, and now file sharing, a billion songs are shared every month through different little mini Napsters.
Yeah, they really showed Napster there, huh?
Yeah, well, it's and again, RIAA still in business.
There you go.
Still getting paid.
Blender's list of the 20 biggest record company screw-ups of all time. We'll link through it from our website, Blender Magazine's music editor, Rob Tannenbaum. Thanks for coming on, Rob.
Thanks, Allison.